Okay, so last time we talked a little bit about what you were going to do to revise your game so that it would be more successful.
In Bridget Kinney's design class at Ada Merritt K-8 Center in Miami, one of the key concepts is editing and revising ideas after getting feedback. Her eighth graders create role-playing games based on books they read, and then adjust the games after watching their classmates play. Kinney hopes Florida lawmakers will be as open to change as her students.
I feel that legislators are out of touch with what it means to be a good teacher.
Kinney's talking about a new program called the Best and Brightest Scholarships. It's not actually a scholarship. It's bonuses for teachers based on how they did on their SATs and ACTs. And they could get as much as $10,000. To get the money, teachers need to have scored in the top 20% when they took the college placement exams. And they also have to earn the state's top teacher rating, highly effective. But there are some problems.
Well, the law went into effect July 1st, and I didn't know about it because 10-month teachers are on summer recess on July 1st.
So Kinney and a lot of other teachers didn't even find out about the bonuses until they got back to school near the end of August, when the deadline to apply was just over a month away. SAT was swamped by the time Kinney called to get a copy of her scores.
I spoke to a supervisor who told me that they had been flooded with requests from teachers from Florida, and he told me, frankly, that there was no way I was going to get my score report by October 1st.
The SAT company says they didn't get any heads up about the program, and no one coordinated with them about the deadline. Kinney's degree is from Florida State University, and she had to send a friend in Tallahassee to go scan and send her records. But Kinney says that copy of her SAT score says nothing about how good a teacher she is. Both SAT and ACT say their tests are only designed to give colleges an idea of how well-prepared students are, not to predict who might be a good teacher.
And I think that this also really shows an ongoing misunderstanding by the people who are making education policy about what standardized tests can do.
The bonuses are the idea of Miami Republican State Representative Eric Frezen. Frezen canceled three scheduled interviews for this story. But he got the idea from a book about education called The Smartest Kids in the World. In countries like Finland and South Korea, top students want to become teachers. U.S. ed schools don't attract as many top students. But a lot of top-rated teachers aren't even eligible for the bonuses.
If you had a high school diploma from Key West High, I grew up in Key West, you literally didn't have to have SAT scores to get into the community college.
Sherry Mitchell Santiago teaches journalism and technology at Coral Reef High in Miami. She started her degree at a community college. Thousands of teachers get bachelor's degrees from community colleges in Florida every year. And community colleges don't require SAT or ACT scores. Plus, Florida has many foreign-born teachers who never took the SAT or ACT, so they're not eligible. Even some teachers who did take the SAT or ACT aren't eligible.
I took my SAT in 1969.
That's Palm Beach County AP English teacher Tennessee Balday.
They didn't even start doing percentile scores until 1973. For me, it's impossible for me to get a percentage score.
Balday is nationally board certified, a rigorous process that she thinks is a better measure of teacher quality than old standardized tests. All these complaints are so widespread, the program may only end up lasting 1 year. The chairman of the Senate Education Committee thinks there are better ways to reward teachers. The Florida Education Department wants to slash the bonus program by 90%. And the State Teachers Union is talking about challenging the law in court. Some teachers are flat out refusing the bonuses on principle. But Bridget Kinney says she just can't turn down a bonus worth as much as one quarter of her salary, even if she disagrees with the idea.
How do I feel about somebody offering to give me a $10,000 raise? I feel great about that. I should be getting it anyway.
She wants to use the money to pay for a master's degree, which comes with another salary bump. But Kinney says every eligible teacher should get the bonus for as long as it lasts. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.